So Easter, or the Feast of Resurrection, approaches, right? And we do well to remind ourselves about three things. The cost to us of this salvation. And the cost to Christ of this salvation, this resurrection, this Easter miracle. And the value of it all. The cost to us, the cost to Christ, and the value of it all. And so the cost to us was nothing, was it? And you can back that up with Scripture. It's not a theological trick or anything. Matthew, Jesus sent people. In verse 10, he said, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay." You received without paying. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, we read, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. The gift of God is Jesus, his life, his death in our place, his resurrection as the evidence of the power of God to keep the promises of Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, you'll have read this before, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In him was life, and this life was the light of men." That's from John chapter 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." Booyah! I mean, God did it when we didn't care, and now that we care, he's going to do it. He did it when we didn't care. Jesus rose from the dead. I'm going to make it. There's assurance in that. There's a reliability in that. Celebrate that. Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? What's gotten you down? What could possibly stop you? If the God who raised his Son from the dead, in fact, Jesus said, "I lay my life down that I might take it up again." The God who laid his life down and took it up again of his own strength, is he not able to do all things? Immeasurably more than you can ask or think. I believe that that's true. Where is the victory in some of the stories that are told in this room? In the not yet place where it hasn't happened. Where is the victory in the lives of some of the people who tell stories in this room? The stories where it didn't work out. It never worked out the way it was supposed to work out. I told God what my script was, and he did not do that. It did not work out. But the power of God at work, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is at work. And so what is happening in the stories that are not going the way we want them to go? Not yet. And we just yearn. We yearn to see it. John chapter 10, verse 17 says this, Jesus says this, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again." Jesus does the thing that God is doing. Jesus is part of the story that God is telling. And Jesus, in his story, in the Garden of Gethsemane, said, "God, please write a different story right now. Please. Get me out of here. But I know I just asked that, and I want your story. I trust you. I know your way is the way. I yield to it. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done," says Jesus. The power of God and the Son trusting the power of God, looking at death, looking at the final end of it, trusting for what God is doing, even though he allowed death. This is Easter. This is powerful. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Do you believe this morning? Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff at work among us. Well, it cost us nothing, didn't it?